This is Chairman Daldio dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Kenan Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jason Walls, please note the following medical letter, period. First name Jason, J-A-S-O-N, last name Walls, W-A-L-L-S. On April 12, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed photos of the accident, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old male, height 5 foot 10 inches tall, weight 180 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 5th of 2020, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when the vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The vehicle in front slammed on the brakes, forcing the patient's vehicle to swerve, and the vehicle flipped and landed in a ravine, period. The patient's left forearm and head hit the windshield, period. Both knees hit the steering wheel, period. His neck hit the headrest, and the patient was jerked, period. The patient was in a 2005 Chevy SUV, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, bilateral knees, comma, left arm, comma, and head, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still experiencing neck and bilateral knee pain, period. New paragraph. His neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant and stabbing type pain, period. It is also a grinding type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down to the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. The patient has bilateral knee pain with the left being greater than the right, period. Prior to this automobile accident, he did have arthritis in both knees and was getting steroid shots every 3 months, period. This automobile accident accelerated the need for total knee replacement bilaterally, period. The patient's pain was 50% worse in both knees after this automobile accident, period. The patient feels, and I agree, that surgery was approximately 5 years premature due to this automobile accident, period. His left knee is 30% worse than his right knee, period. Both knee pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, playing with his grandchildren, comma, working on his knees, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, he is unable to run, comma, problems with housework, comma, sleeping, comma, driving, comma, and sitting greater than 1 hour, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room at IU Health. He was treated and released with x-rays, period. A couple of weeks later, he saw a knee surgeon at Hendricks Regional and was seen approximately 3 to 4 times and was scheduled for surgery, period. He had rehab after surgery at Hendricks Regional Health in Brownsburg, period. He had two neck blocks and an ablation at IU West, period. His family physician referred him to Dr. Waites, W-A-I-T-E-S, for the first time after this automobile accident, period. Let's scratch that. Let's just say his family doctor, Dr. Waits, referred him. No, let's rephrase it. The family doctor referred him to Dr. Waits, and the patient was getting steroid shots prior to this automobile accident, but surgery was never discussed until this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Medications include gabapentin, comma, Lipitor, comma, Lexapro, comma, Celebrex, comma, Meloxicam, comma, and Ambien, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin and other analgesics, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for arthritis in the knees and hands, comma, insomnia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and depression, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for bilateral knee replacement in approximately November of 2020, period. Because of his neck, he had ablation and two nerve blocks in the neck in January of 21 as it relates to this automobile accident, period. He has had prior unrelated foot surgery for a toe, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never injured his knees in the past but did have pre-existing arthritis, period. The patient has not been in any prior serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient fractured his left big toe as a child when he was jumping on it, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a carpenter, period. This automobile accident has slowed the patient's work down 40%, period. He can no longer work full-time, but works approximately 35 hours per week, period. Initially, he missed approximately 3 months of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. IU Methodist Hospital exam, September 5th, 2020. CT of the cervical spine, CT of the head was done. Impression, no definite evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage, period. CT of the cervical spine showed straightening of the lordotic curve of the upper cervical spine, but no evidence of recent fracture, period. Dr. Mandel's comment is that it takes a great deal of trauma to show the radiographic finding in the cervical area of straightening of the lordotic curve, period. It takes major trauma to show these abnormalities on radiographic studies, period. CT of the cervical spine, October 23rd, 2020. Indication was injured in unspecified motor vehicle accident, period. Impression one, no acute fracture. Two, severe left neural foraminal stenosis, C4-5. In C5-6, 3, moderate spinal canal stenosis at C5-6. Also, admission discharge note, Danville Surgical Unit, November 25th, 2020, states 57-year-old male presenting for evaluation of bilateral knee pain, period. His left knee is slightly worse than his right knee, but both are severe, period. He has a long history of bilateral knee pain and known osteoarthritis, period. His knee pain worsened after an MVA on September 5th, 2020, period. Assessment one, chronic pain of both knees. Two, primary osteoarthritis of both knees, period. States he discussed non-operative and surgical treatment options, period. Has long-standing and progressively worsening pain and functional limitations and has failed to regain lasting relief from appropriate previous conservative measures, period. I discussed the options of total knee arthroplasty, period. We also discussed the option of simultaneous bilateral total knee arthroplasty in conjunction with my partner, Dr. Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R. He would like to proceed with surgery, period. And the final discharge diagnosis was total knee arthroplasty, period. Admission discharge note, Danville Surgical Unit, November 25th, 2020. Date of procedure was November 25th, 2020. Pre-op diagnosis and post-op diagnosis was knee osteoarthritis. Procedure performed, right total knee arthroplasty simultaneously with left total knee arthroplasty, period. ED note, Brownsburg emergency. February 18th, 2023, 59-year-old male presents with left knee pain, period. Patient had bilateral arthroplasty over a year ago and has intermittent issues with his left knee, period. Abnormalities noted and documented on physical examination, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 5th, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, today's date, examination of the skin showed a 15-centimeter vertical scar involving the bilateral knees due to bilateral knee surgery as it relates to this automobile accident, period. There were multiple small scars of the left forearm due to glass cuts from this automobile accident, period. There's a 1-centimeter horizontal scar involving the mid-forehead due to glass from this automobile accident, period. Remainder of the skin was unremarkable, period. The patient had a slightly abnormal and unsteady gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils weak and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted, period. Crepitance was noted on range of motion with diminished range of motion, period. Diminished range of motion was quantified by flexion diminished by 22 degrees, comma, extension by 18 degrees, comma, side bending on the left by 24 degrees, comma, 28 degrees on the right, comma, rotation by 16 degrees on the left, comma, and 14 degrees on the right, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. As noted on radiographic studies, there was still loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lower extremities revealed swelling of the bilateral knees, period. There was 15% swelling of the left knee and 10% of the right, period. There was diminished range of motion in both knees. The left was greater than the right, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength in both knees, period. Left knee flexion was diminished by 22 degrees and external rotation diminished by 12 degrees, period. Right knee flexion was diminished by 14 degrees and external rotation diminished by 6 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient was right hand dominant, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, bilateral knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. These diagnoses contributing to bilateral knee replacement on November 25th, 2020, period. Number three, left arm trauma, comma, pain, comma, and scarring, essentially with essential resolution of the pain, period. Next number, head trauma, comma, pain, comma, and scarring, period. The pain has essentially resolved, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the automobile accident of September 5th of 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the bilateral knees, referring you to Table 16-3, in reference to the left knee, the patient has a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. The right knee qualifies for a 3% lower extremity impairment, which equates to a 1% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as it relates to the automobile accident of September 5th, 2020, period. I did take into consideration the patient's pre-existing arthritis, and as I mentioned earlier, this automobile accident caused an aggravation of his pre-existing knee pain and resulted in an acceleration of the timeline and the need for total knee replacement bilaterally, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was told that he may need another neck ablation in approximately 3 to 4 years. Cost of the surgery and ablation would be approximately $5,000, period. Ongoing medication will be $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace costs $250, needs to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit costs $500, period. Some additional neck block injections will be $3,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained for conducting this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.